You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I'm going to be speaking to a gentleman in Canada. Is it Connor? Hello, Connor.
Hello.
Hello, what can I do for you, my friend?
Hey, I've been meditating for a little while, and I feel like I'm really stuck in a vicious cycle here.
What is that?
I'm not sure how I can, you know, be free.
Well, a vicious cycle of being angry with yourself, or your an endless loop of thoughts with your mother and your father, yeah. Or what? Something like that?
I live with my parents right now, and it's like every day, like, I have to interact with them, and every day it's...
Oh, I see.
It's either...
What do you mean by interact? Could you explain that, please?
Like, I live with them, so I have to, like...
I know, but what do you mean by interact? You're trying to bring them together, or reason with them, or something like that?
Sometimes I try to just not talk to them, and then I feel guilty.
Oh, but the thing is, let me stop you.
I had a reason with them.
Yeah, no. Don't.
And I get angry.
No, you need to get out of it. What you need to do is just watch them do each other in. That's it. And if you can do that, you become mature. You cannot save them. You're not Jesus. And obviously, you might be able to save them if you were saved from them. And if you can't save them or participate in that salvation process like I hope to do with you. If I'm involved with you, if I become involved with you and too friendly, or we start to fight each other, there's no way in the world that I could help you. So my best bet in helping you is to become objective to you, and not worry whether the information I give you will help you or not. I'm not going to impose it upon you. I'm not going to trick. If you call, and many times I will strive with you, but I wouldn't put my will on you. I will present you with ideas which you can freely accept or reject them. Will there be no obligation for you to accept anything I say, and I will not be upset or insulted if you reject everything I say, because you have to be free to accept or reject, otherwise you have no freedom. And so you are unconsciously to alleviate the pain of watching them resenting your mother or father. So you have a resentment problem towards them. So the resentment is judgment. And there's a judgment on your judgment. You feel guilty. Your conscience convicts you. And so to relieve that, the idea comes to your mind from a bad place is for you to try to help them. Or then, since it doesn't help, you don't speak to them, which is a kind of rejection. So you're playing the game of rejection and then trying to accept them and try to help them. But you are not capable, because you're entangled with them. Your first rule of thumb is to become entangled from what you want to help. And when you are helping them, you'd make sure you don't get upset with them because they reject your advice, or get upset with the fact that perhaps that you're not minding your own business all of a sudden when they have a little thing going on inside their head. You must remain calm and not be affected by it. See, because the whole idea, the evil of this world, whether it's in little children or grown-ups, it doesn't matter where, there's something about everybody who's broken that wants to get inside you and tear you apart and tear you from your moorings of paradise lost, your natural born innocent. And I want to return you to your natural innocence, and you can gaze on your mother, father, and wish them well. Wish they would see it, but you don't have to will them. And so you are caught up with resentment, and resentment is a judgment. And that anger, it's emotional judgment that will entangle with you as a triangle between your mother and father and yourself. And you will never survive it. Never. It's not survivable if you don't understand what I just told you. Then you say to yourself, well, maybe he means I shouldn't care. No, there's two kinds of not caring. One involves you with trying to make your parents care so that you don't have to care so much. So they get well. So you try to alleviate your guilt by trying to make something happen, trying to make them see. But you can't force people to see.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Connor, if I can have all the beautiful truths on earth, but the minute I feel rejected by someone who didn't listen, and I spent a half an hour and they still didn't hear me, and they thought, heck, get lost, I'm free. They can say anything they want. I did my best. My love is free, and I don't expect you to take any criticism or anything I say or any good advice. It's free. Do what you will with it. And so I'm saying this to you. You need to step back, stop resenting your parents, and let them take care of each other, and let them fight to the death. If that's the case, there's nothing you can do about it, nor should you try. Listen, there may come a day that your father drops dead and your mom cries. But then she may feel angry at her father for dying on her, because she's addicted to having something to beat on. And it isn't there anymore. And now she has a conscience coming back because she doesn't have the distraction of something to judge, to stay ahead of the judgment on her for hating him. And so then she starts to cry, and then you may come up and think, well, my mother's ready now, but she may not be. Pretty soon she'll get suckered into trying to be nice to her, and then she gets worse. And then you think, well, she's getting worse. I thought she was getting better. But you thought you were making her better, but she makes you think that, so that you keep coming back to redeem yourself by being nice to her, and she's using you, and pretty soon you're the father. You know, you've taken the place of your father, and you're squabbling with your mother, and she's angry and mean, and then one minute she's nice, and the next minute you think you've helped to become nice, and next minute she's mean, and all of a sudden you feel like you haven't been nice enough, and there it is. You see the whole story? If you're not upset anymore, if you can find grace, young man, if you can find grace, sit still, let your conscience catch up to you, and let it be your guide. You'll find the same kind of peace of mind that I'm describing, but it will be words. It'll just be a state of mind that you feel that you've done your best, it's time to back away, and then go on living your life. Walk away from the house, get yourself a nice job. You're an intelligent young man. Buy and sell cars. I don't care what you do. Make things and sell them at the grower's market, whatever. But become independent. Walk away from your parents. Wean yourself away from the house. Don't walk out. Quietly, just, you know, have your meals and stay there for a while, and slowly put money in your pocket, and then become independent. Work your way to independence. Leave your mother and father alone to go at it. And maybe One of them would be watching, noticing that you're not involved, and they start to feel uncomfortable, and they feel you watching them, and that watching them, quiet watching them, is doing something to them. See, you're disentangled from them, and suddenly there's a release from you to see you looking at them, and maybe you have a shot, and they'll come forward, and maybe you give advice, and it seems to be working for the moment, then they're back again in the old ways, but then you give it freely, and you walk away. And you wake up a couple of years later, maybe they'll call you up. Or every now and then you call, give a call, say, "Hi, Mom and Dad, how are you doing? Are you doing any better?" Because you don't let them go completely, but you just let them go in your head. There's nothing you can do, believe me.
All right, thank you.
Does that help you?
I think so. I think it's, I don't know, I think I've been knowing I kind of need to let them go.
Stop judging, stop resenting them. There's the key.
Yeah, just
stop resenting them. That's what's entangling you with them and separating you from God. So they begin to shape your life inadvertently.
Yeah.
And it will just be the same life. It'll be the same life.
I think, like, I appreciate your guidance, but now it's like I have a lot of, you know, inner work to do, you know?
Well, it's just a matter of one moment at a time. It's not all at once, Connor. It's not all at once. It's just a little bit at a time. When you see a little irritation, watch it. Watch the irritation bits until there's a tendency for the irritation to burst. And catch you and involve your head and your thinking. But if you can just watch the irritation starting to enter some part of your body. So as you're watching this thing going on, all of a sudden you feel a little irritation at a certain place in your body, side somewhere. And you can actually watch the goings on. But at the same time with your eyes, you watch what's going on. But with your mind's eye, you're watching what it's doing to you emotionally. And as you watch it's where it's at, the energy of the irritation is entering, that kind of spiritual watching cools it and keeps it from doing damage and frees you. And you do that one thing at a time. In other words, you don't look for anything except the opportunity not to be irritable. And watch that irritation called resentment. It's called a little tiny thing called resentment. It's like a little electric shock. That's all you have to watch for, and then it will cure everything.
All right.
Free. Remember, the truth is set you free. It's always very simple. It's
so
only one thing you have to do properly, that one.
So even when I'm still, if I'm experiencing a lot of resentment, or I just watch it?
You experience, you, it's either, are you meaning re-experiencing resentment, meaning upchucking it? Let's say you had somebody banged into your car and you resented it, and then you went home and your brand new car, you keep thinking about the same thing over and over again. Now you're resenting the memory, which is exactly the same as resenting the thing, so you compound your problem, but the person isn't there anymore. But the person exists in your head, and that's dangerous. So you need to deal with that first. Uh-oh, I see what I'm doing. I'm resenting that person in my head, my mom in my head. See that? And yet the fact that you become aware like that is magic. The beginning of magic. Don't be in a hurry.
Okay.
A little bit at a time.
All right, I think that's good for tonight. Thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome. Very welcome.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Have you received help from Roy Masters? Many thousands of people have, including a lot of very famous people. But I can tell you this, not a lot of people support this radio program. In matter of fact, very few people have supported it, thinking that, wow, he's so successful. And he is. But only when you, the listening audience, support him with your tax-deductible donations. We need your help. Very, very important. This is a special time of year that we ask you to remember all the good things that you've learned by listening to this radio program. Now, my dad does not like to ask anyone for help, but I don't mind doing it because this is an important cause. And so, right now, I'm going to ask you, please become a supporter of this work. You can join the auto debit program, and for $22 a month or whatever you want to give, it'll automatically take it out every month so you'd never forget. Or, if you'd like to, you can write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. That's P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, and send your tax-deductible contribution. If you'd like, you can also make a contribution online at FHU.com, and that's a secure server. We have a prison outreach, and we have thousands and thousands of prisoners who are getting help that otherwise never would. And also, the United States military uses the coping strategies, which is really the be still and know exercise, and it gives it to men and women coming back from the theater of war. So please, please help us. At this time of year, we need it more than ever. We need your help, and I know you will. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or go to FHU.com. Thank you so much. God bless you. Stress does not have to inhibit your progress in life any longer, because now there's the Cure Stress app. According to Dr. Richard Titus, Cure Stress is a calming technique unlike anything you've ever tried. Ron Carlson, PhD, said it contains in the practice the seeds to freeing us from our bondage and slavery to compulsive thoughts and negative emotions. What's on the Cure Stress app? A quick 7-minute audio guides the listener through the technique. George M. Hader, MD, says it's the only approach I have ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, competent, and effective. Go to CureStressApp.com. Stress does not have the power that it had before. Cure Stress is available on the App Store and Google Play for free. If you don't control stress, stress will control you. Free yourself from negative emotions. Go to CureStressApp.com right now. Endorsed by healthcare professionals and used since 1960, this free app contains guided audio programs at CureStressApp.com. Feel free again. Go to CureStressApp.com right now.
Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, let's take Mike in San Antonio. Hello, Mike in San Antonio. What can I do for you?
Hello, Roy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I just want to tell you that you're very right about everything. And my question that I have for you, you know, when I got out of the military and, you know, before I discovered your PTSD program, I actually, if you could imagine, I was drowning in my insecurity and my hate.
Yep.
And now, 20 years later, I see a whole generation of people that think that it's okay to be intellectually hateful.
Yes.
And don't think they're being hateful. The things that they're so judgmental.
That's right.
And then I try to tell people that, look, You're no better than some guy in the KKK. The only difference between you and him is you got a degree from some fancy university.
So it sounds like you've had some treatment with psychiatry and VA.
Yeah, I did, and I saw their foolishness, and yeah. And I saw their brainwashing techniques that they tried to use on people, because you know as well as I do that there's an average of 10 servicemen a week.
No, it's actually 22. Suicide. It's 22 a day.
22 a day that yes. are involved in some kind of episode.
It's over 6,000 a year. You go figure.
Right, and let me tell you the main reason this happens is because we have a very judgmental, oversensitive society now. You go to apply for a job, and people say, like, oh, no, we're preferential to veterans hiring. And they're not going to hire you. They're just setting you up for a huge judgmental raking over the coals, and they make you feel worse than when you ever bother to apply for the position.
Everywhere you go, people set you up to fail. Even your doctor, he's not aware that when he diagnoses you with Skibiris of the bongo, let's say it's nearly all of diseases, nearly all of the sufferings of life, at 99 and 10%, there's always an exception to a rule. Even accidents that don't need to happen are caused by emotionality, excessive emotionality, especially anger and rage and resentment and, you know, judgment, just like you said it. And it's man playing God is what it is. But the point is, when you judge somebody, you get the nature of the person you're judging. People who are mean, they want you to judge them, because that's how they tempt you to become one of them. And if you are a decent person, you can't handle being one of them. One of them can handle being one of them, because there's certain people who love that, love to set you up to hate them, and then they rule you. And then they keep intimidating you and making you hate them more, and slowly but surely displacing this, their soul with your soul with theirs, your identity and your loyalty to them, as their loyalty is also to hell. See that? And so everywhere you go, in masked ways, even the doctor, when he rises to the occasion of a patient that doesn't really want to look at the reasons why, and not only that, he doesn't know what the reason why for anything. He just goes to school to learn how to deal with a symptom. That's all he knows how to do, and give him a certain pill or make a certain operation. That's all he knows how to do. So in rising to the occasion of the person who's broken without knowing why he's broken, and the person themselves not caring to know why they're broken because they don't want to see themselves, that's why everybody's on drugs of some kind. Even judgment is a drug. Angry judgment is a drug, if only it does one thing. It shuts down the judgment on yourself. In other words, when you're judging somebody, it's like an opiate. Anger blinds you to the God that's pursuing you to the grave, who you perceive as the adversary. So the judgmental person is infected with the dark side of the force, the puff up like a cobra. And so immediately they puff up like a cobra, and the energy passes and the emotion passes for a while. Then they're in conflict with their God. There's a judgment on their judgment, and they feel terrible, excruciating pain. So the way, if they're not a drug addict yet, the drug is judgment. So they find someone who they can judge and often kill. And to murder and to demoralize and degrade, it gives them a pleasure to project into that innocent person their wickedness and judge it there. Meanwhile, the person who's the victim is taking on the identity and the servitude. In other words, they don't know how to deal with that person. In other words, the person who is being judged and now being angry and hateful towards the person who's mean, they have actually taken on the identity of that person and are judging him back and hating him for it. And then, but because that person is sensitive and feels guilty, he turns the guilt into love, appeasement. He thinks, well, maybe I've judged him too harshly. Maybe I should appease him and try to like him more and do nice things for him. So there's a tendency of a person to submerge themselves in another person's relationship, a love relationship with another person, to appease that person in the hope of rescuing them from their affliction. But there's never any hope of that. All that person does, when a person feels is guilted into loving the abuser becomes more of an abuser, and it goes on forever. And so it's the same thing with medicine and psychiatry and relationships. When you love somebody, you're always loving the worst in them. And when you love the worst in them, it's not really that you have love. It is a roundabout way of teasing someone to love you, to give you a sense of worth. And you do certain things for them to give to get them to give you a sense of worth. But all that is a sense of worth, and you have to love more or work harder to get their approval until there's violence, because after a while you can't give any more, and they demand more. And then you have arguments. See, and it becomes a tremendous entanglement. Are you following me?
Yes, I do. I do, Roy. And let me tell you this much. More people should get your PTSD program, irrelevant of whether they've been in the military or not, because let me tell you, your program helped me break out of my shell of insecurity. It took me 2 years, okay? It took me 2 years, and it's an ongoing lesson.
It is an ongoing lesson, yes.
And I can tell you this much, whenever I do encounter a position where I'm being judged or I'm having to deal with some hateful people, I just do my best to dissipate them. But then when they want to challenge me, I usually just let them talk.
That's the idea.
That
is appropriate. And that, you know, and I was going to talk about later on, maybe sometime this week, I will talk about how you can disarm the abuser and reverse the consequences.
And that's what I do, you know, because I point out to these people that, you know, especially mainly these young little college students that are coming out with these twisted, mind-washed opinions, I tell them, I go, look, let me point something out to you. If I physically wanted to, I could destroy you. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to listen to you, and I want you to listen to yourself. And then when you're done talking, I want you to tell me, what do you really mean, and who are you really talking to? And I'm going to tell you right now, you're talking to yourself. You just don't have the courage to admit your own denial.
Well, that's very interesting, but I'm not quite sure everybody understood that. But I understood you.
Right. Well, you know, Roy, because of you, I'm a better person today.
Well, because of my good Lord, I'm a better person, and not because of me. I'm just the instrument. So I can't take the credit for that, because I am just Jesus never took credit for all the things he did. He says, the things I do is my Father within me; he doth the works. So he never said that he ever did anything. He's just, you know, why call me good? There's none good but God. He's the agent of change. And that's very clear that he wasn't the magician. He was the agent of that. I have to play that role. I can't let you say, you can't give me the credit for that. I can't take it, because it really isn't me. You know what I mean? I exist for him, and I can share what he gives me to you so that you wake up too. That's all I do.
Well, I just want you to know that it helped me, and it continues to help me, and I just recommend it highly for everybody. And, you know, every once in a while when I have my moments of weakness, when I sit here and wonder, why are people so hateful? And why do they put so much effort into being? See, there's what I mean by the intellectual hate.
Yeah, I know.
They don't think they're hating anybody.
Our whole country is full of hateful, sick people, being attended by hateful, sick people.
They are, and I can tell you this much. When I deal with one of them, I just let them make their point, and then I sit back and I go, you listen to what you said. And you take a good look at it.
Yeah, I bet you made that point. Now, I'm going to go on. I appreciate you calling, but I've got callers. And I'm glad, you know, happy to hear from you. And are you in Special Forces?
Yes, I was, sir.
I could tell. That's why you could do those things. I understand you. Yeah, it takes a lot of grace to have that restraint. A lot of grace. All right, thank you very much, my friend. And Godspeed.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding depend upon your donations to keep this program on the air. What is a donation? Well, to you, it could be a tank full of gas. To a person in need, it could be a Cure Stress device and How Your Mind Can Keep You Well book. What is a donation to you? It could be a meal out. To someone in need, it could be Roy Masters' insight about an incurable condition that doctors don't understand. What's a donation? To you, it could be a bottle of wine or a bag of chips every week. But Roy Masters would use that money to help someone in prison and change their life for good. So when you think, my donations don't count, you're wrong. Your donations do count. And without you, this program cannot continue to be heard on the air. So please, make a tax-deductible donation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or go to FHU.com right now and make your tax-deductible contribution.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be still and know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, we're going to go to our next call. It's Andrew in Delaware, right? And you're a veteran. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, sir. How are you doing? First, I'd like to thank you. I don't know what to say. It seemed like I was telling him that I was working out. I just retired from the military, from the Air Force. After 23 years, I retired a disability. However, I was working out in the gym 2011, and I heard you on an old radio I had. And I said, this guy, who is this guy? I like what he sang, but with your British accent, I said, well, he's probably all the way across the water or something. I said, so it's no use to me. But this guy thinks like, I know you're more wiser, you're older. I said, he thinks like I do. I'm not
of
trying
course.
To.
Yes, we have the same God. We have the same God. We have the same principles.
Yeah,
we don't have
like
the same
you,
skills.
No nonsense person. I love the way you. I was sending in tithes at one time because I agree with you, and some things I still need to understand because you're deeper than what I have ever gotten. But it's a lot of things you have said. I ordered your tapes, Coping with Strategies. I was when I came off active duty. I was drinking alcohol. I know I was just trying to self medicate and everything, but I stopped that about in August of this year. I just stopped. I just said, well, I need this.
You don't need it anymore. You know why? Because you found peace.
Exactly. Thank you, sir. I feel like I'm talking to you. I finally got a chance to talk. I just wanted to hear your voice. Like I was listening to your tapes, old tapes and things like that. Only thing that I haven't got a grip with is the politics. I'm not familiar with
a lot
of politics.
I got a grip on it, and it's bad.
Yeah, you got a grip on it. You got a lot. I love the way your stance about this, being strong. I stopped talking to all my friends on January the 1st. Because I told them they're grown men and they need to take control. I'm not going to waste time with them.
I love it.
I said, y'all need to take control of your lives. And they're having all these issues with. And I love the way you put it in perspective. I mean, you're telling the truth about the situation. But it's just that I'm still learning. You know, my father and my mother was together, but you know, I love both of them. But it was my father that was more close. I was more closer to.
Well, lucky
because
for you,
of course.
Lucky for you.
Yeah, at the 24 years, and he taught me how to be a strong man. I know he loved my mother, but your take on what you explained, I understand. I have no animosity. My mother's 84 years old, and I love her in spite of because I understand.
I that is very proper.
Huh?
You are my brother.
Yes, I love what you say.
Well, you're not my brother from a different mother.
and your screen asked me what kind of problem I had. I said, no, I really don't. I just wanted to say this to you. I finally got a chance to call you and hear your voice because you would say, well, I don't have much time. I keep saying, no, don't say that, Mr. Masters. You're going to be as long as we need.
Well, please,
God planted you here.
But I think, though, America doesn't appreciate like it used to be when I first appeared on the scene. It's a different world where people have become lovers of, you know, lovers of idols and haters of good. And
but you're telling the truth, though.
It's really sad to see it.
Sir?
It's really sad to see what a mess everybody's in. But the trouble is when people are in that state, they don't like to, and you are real, they don't like real people.
Exactly.
They feel offended by real people.
Exactly. And that's what I got bypassed. I got a double bypass. And I understand what you're saying about everything you said. I'm just listening. You're like, of course, you were
well, let me father. Since you said that, how long ago was that?
This was in 2009.
Okay.
I got a double bypass, but the doctor sent me home. That's why I said I agree with you. They sent me home, sir, three times. Said, Mr. Chisholm, there's nothing wrong with you. You have you're strong because you know I work out and run and everything. But
that's good. That's a very, very important. And make sure your diet. Watch your diet very, very carefully. Eat as much raw food as you can.
Right.
Okay. I got to go now. I love you.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Have you received help from Roy Masters? Many thousands of people have, including a lot of very famous people. But I can tell you this, not a lot of people support this radio program. In matter of fact, very few people have supported it, thinking that, wow, he's so successful. And he is. But only when you, the listening audience, support him with your tax-deductible donations. We need your help. Very, very important. This is a special time of year that we ask you to remember all the good things that you've learned by listening to this radio program. Now, my dad does not like to ask anyone for help, but I don't mind doing it because this is an important cause. And so, right now, I'm going to ask you, please become a supporter of this work. You can join the auto debit program, and for $22 a month or whatever you want to give, it'll automatically take it out every month so you'd never forget. Or, if you'd like to, you can write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. That's P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, and send your tax-deductible contribution. If you'd like, you can also make a contribution online at FHU.com, and that's a secure server. We have a prison outreach, and we have thousands and thousands of prisoners who are getting help that otherwise never would. And also, the United States military uses the coping strategies, which is really the be still and know exercise, and it gives it to men and women coming back from the theater of war. So please, please help us. At this time of year, we need it more than ever. We need your help, and I know you will. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or go to FHU.com. Thank you so much. God bless you. Stress does not have to inhibit your progress in life any longer, because now there's the Cure Stress app. According to Dr. Richard Titus, Cure Stress is a calming technique unlike anything you've ever tried. Ron Carlson, PhD, said it contains in the practice the seeds to freeing us from our bondage and slavery to compulsive thoughts and negative emotions. What's on the Cure Stress app? A quick 7-minute audio guides the listener through the technique. George M. Hader, MD, says it's the only approach I have ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, competent, and effective. Go to CureStressApp.com. Stress does not have the power that it had before. Cure Stress is available on the App Store and Google Play for free. If you don't control stress, stress will control you. Free yourself from negative emotions. Go to CureStressApp.com right now. Endorsed by healthcare professionals and used since 1960, this free app contains guided audio programs at CureStressApp.com. Feel free again. Go to CureStressApp.com right now.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Sherry, go ahead, Sherry. I don't see the red line up there. There you are. Okay.
Go ahead. I have watched your Easter program on the web, and you have said that sin and a mistake are two different things, and I don't see the difference, but could you clarify what's the difference?
I'd be very happy to. When you spill milk, that's a mistake, right?
Yes.
And it's not a sin. But if your father or your mother says, "You stupid kid," see, "What the hell you do that for?" "But Dad, I didn't mean to." "So get up, go to the bed, you stupid kid." So the minute you get upset, you resent your father. Now then spilling milk and guilt of resenting your father become entangled. And from that moment onwards, you're a bit too careful about making mistakes. And you can't, and you tiptoe through the tulips. You're like walking on glass. Your whole life is ruined from that moment onwards, because it will stay with you until you know the truth, not to hate your dad. And to disentangle yourself from simple mistakes, which everybody has to make in order to find the kingdom of heaven. You have to, and that one mistake is the one you must discover. But the point is, you don't have to go all the way back to that with your dad. You can see it, that even though you may be very careful and very nice to people because you don't want to upset them, because that's the way you had to be with your parents. That's using that as an example. Because if you spilled milk or you did something wrong, or if you try to please your parent because you feel guilty because you really did anything wrong, you just made an honest mistake, but your parents don't have a tolerance for an honest mistake. You're not perfect enough for them. And they're sometimes looking for a reason to criticize you, you know, and put you down. Or have a... You see, that. So there's certain things, and like spilling the milk, which is the easiest one to understand, or you make a mistake at math, and you get punished for making the mistake as if it was a sin. And the minute you resent your teacher for that, you find yourself either becoming a very good mathematician and glorified in it, but it sets you on the path of trying to please the teacher, you know. And the only sense of happiness you'll ever have is making sure you never make mistakes, and you become a perfect mathematician, a great scientist, but you have no life. See, and everybody thinks how wonderful you are, and that's the whole goal. You're working to be a great scientist, and you become a great mathematician, because you never make mistakes, and you do so good that your whole life is your work. And the end of at the end of each experience, there's applause. What a great person you are! But you're not a great person. That's a lie. You're running away from the guilt, and running away from the guilt only compounds your problem. So that one little tiny sin, which wasn't a sin at all, only became a sin. It only became a sin when you resented your parent for it, or the person that criticized you for it and made spilling the milk or whatever the hell it is, made that a sin, and you got upset and you got entangled with it, and you therefore you have a whole life of being that way to your own children. Well, that's the way you grew up. So you become like what you hated. And when you grow older and you try to make, you have a lot of guilt and you want to be nice to your children, all of a sudden they spill the milk or do something similar. Immediately, you stupid kid, you can't do that. Milk costs money. See? And immediately you do that, you set the children, that is temptation. And temptation is evil. And it sets the path of that child forever the way it did you. Our whole country is broken because of the things I just said happened to everybody. And we're all popping pills because we don't know how to get rid of the sin that clings to us and makes us do stupid things. And we can't stop. The more we try to stop, the worse things get. You can't save yourself. Then you try to save the person who's mean to you. And that's a sin. That is a sin. It's not a mistake. You mean well, but you can't. But you're enslaved to pleasing the people who now are never going to be satisfied. To try to save your family, you're going to keep trying. See, that all begins because you want to try to avoid making a mistake, and then you feel guilty for your mother because it's not good for a kid to hate her mother for just spilling the milk. But the point is, you can't help but hate her, because hate always produces guilt, and guilt always makes you go back to the scene of the crime, your mother, and please her.
Hi, this is David Masters. For over 50 years, my dad, Roy Masters, has been helping people who could never be cured by conventional means. As a matter of fact, so many lives have been affected that without him, the world would be a different place. But what about you? Has your life been affected? Has your life changed for the better? Have your family relationships and your work environment changed for the better? My dad has a difficult time asking people for help, so I'm happy to do it for him. Please make a contribution to the Foundation of Human Understanding at FHU.com or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Soldiers coming back from the battlefield will appreciate your donation because they will get the coping strategies provided by Roy Masters for free to keep them from committing suicide. And this radio program, every program you hear, is supported by you, the listener. Go to FHU.com and make a contribution, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone, go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Sherry, now the more you try to please her by being Miss Perfect, the more precarious it is, because becoming more perfect to please your mother, the sooner or later it'll be something go wrong again, and there she is again with something else. And then you get upset, and then a little piece of you disappears again, and becomes more complicated, and you try harder to please by doing all the right things, and you do all the right things in the wrong way, not to please God, but to please a person, and now you're a slave of that. Damned if you get your mother's love, damned if she criticizes you. She may not even like you being so proper and so good at what you do. In other words, you hope that she'd be proud of you, but she may not be proud of you. She may be one of those people who are setting you up to fail. So the brighter you get, the more she hates you for it. And you can't figure that out. Got it?
Got it.
Okay. I've said it about 20 different ways. I hope you catch one of them.
All right.
Bye. So spilling milk is not sin. You have to watch the kids where they make little mistakes, and they learn from it. And even if they don't learn from it, when you chastise them gently, see, be more careful next time. That's the way to deal with it. And there will always be other times. Children are playful. They're learning. They do little silly little things. You have to watch and wait carefully before you chastise them, but gently. Don't make a big thing out of anything. If she gets raped, if your daughter gets raped, don't make a big thing out of it, because you traumatize, you do more harm than good. Don't be too upset about it or too comforting about it. See, there's something about how you deal with things that is very, very important, and you have to have the authority of grace so that it's effective and not your own form of compassion or criticisms. Christopher, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Roy.
Good evening, Christopher.
I have been relating to what you've been saying the past couple nights.
Good.
And I am an appeaser. And I have been bullied for 15 years by my wife, who suffers from bipolar.
Yes.
And I'm pretty beat down. We have two beautiful daughters. One has left the house, and the other one is still young, and I know that we've made some mistakes and patterns were ran in the past in which I was able to identify, and I don't want to run those again and see the same things happen. And I'm sitting here tonight just very distraught and very torn apart, and I don't want to see my little girl, our little girl, suffer the consequences because of our dysfunction in our marriage.
But the point is, you can change this. The only thing, please, If you had learned that meditation exercise, if you would really understand it and understand there's only one thing for you to do is become objective to your thoughts, and if you become objective with that looking at your eyelids stuff and you make your fingers tingle, there is no more to it than that. And if you listen to the rest of the message in that state, you will be surprised at how effortless it will be to deal with your dysfunctional wife. In other words, you deal with her with a love that is not responding to her craziness, because there's something about her craziness that infects you. If you don't have God's love, you can't handle it. And you end up being programmed in and destroyed by it as well. So love, the ability to understand that your wife is broken and she's crying out for help, and she's in a terrible mess. She's messing up the house, and the problem is you give into it. And when you get so stressed, you give into it. But when you give into it, you actually make it worse.
I do.
And at the same time, you have to pay a price of becoming a lesser person.
Well, Roy, I wanted to tell you, you've been saying that stress is a killer.
It is.
I got some blood results back lately, in which didn't come back so well. And so I know that the stressful situations in which I have been under are finally at my age starting to take a toll on me, and I don't
They will indeed.
Yeah, I don't want to be.
But you can cure that anymore. But you can cure that immediately. I'm telling you, you can cure this, not you, but the spirit that speaks to me, to you, can cure this if you can hear what I'm saying. Can you buy the fact that all you have to do is sit quietly and let the Spirit, Holy Spirit, come into you the way I showed you?
Yes, sir.
Close your eyes. Watch
the meditation.
Just do that.
And I am so aware of it. I get so upset when that voice or that...
when the voice comes, when that voice comes, in that state of mind, that voice will come to you. And in that state of mind, you will look at that voice. It's trying to upset you into struggling, into saving yourself from it. As if by its intimidation, it will intimidate you to struggle, and then it eats you. It's almost like you're duplicating the real thing. The person you resented on the outside becomes the spirit on the inside, and the spirit on the inside now continues to torment you. Christo, are you still there?
I am here.
Now, let's try a little experiment together. We've got 4.5 minutes. How would you like to help me help you in 4.5 minutes?
Sure.
You have the meditation, don't you?
Yes, I do, sir.
Good. Let me do it personally with you. That makes it a little bit better. Close your eyes. You know the drill.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And look at your eyelids. And I have to ask you what you see, because I want to make sure you see it. What do you see?
The speckles of light.
That's it. Now, understand you're not where you were before. Just by doing that. That is a meditative state you're in. But it's not complete. It's not complete until you can also include, so that the twinkling in your eyes, that little movements are little pixels coming through your consciousness. Your consciousness has light shining through it. When you're looking at your eyes, it's almost like if you open your eyes after we finish this, you'll see that you can see your thoughts. The light shines on your thoughts. And when your light shines on your thoughts, you can do something. You can actually look at your thoughts and say, I see you're trying to irritate me. I know who you are. It's a phantom of it's got into you through being angry with people, especially your wife. And God knows how long you had this problem. It's not just your wife, it's everybody. It's a whole stream of things. So if you would just be aware of that, or in the middle of your forehead like that, with that light, those little twinkling lights.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.